Jews for Judaism wants to keep Jews Jewish, but keeping Jews Jewish has nothing to do with the Bible. No surprise that it rejects Jesus as the Jewish Messiah.
Christian missionaries like Jews for Jesus claim that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. Why has Judaism rejected this assertion for 2,000 years?
Because Jews don't follow the Bible, that's why. They can't, since their priesthood is gone forever. And without a priesthood, the Old Testament makes Judaism null and void. So the rabbis threw out the Old Testament and replaced it with a Talmud. The Talmud's Jewish Messiah is not the divine Messiah of the Bible. Theirs is the rabbinic Messiah of Maimonides, found in his 12th century convoluted Laws of the King.
Anyone can claim to be the Messiah, or a group of people can claim that someone is the Messiah.
See the rabbi's cunning? He insinuates that it was a group of people that produced the messiahship of Jesus. No way. It was Jesus himself who claimed to be the Messiah when speaking to the woman at the well.
However, if that person fails to fulfill all the criteria found in the Jewish Bible, he cannot be the Messiah. According to the Christian scriptures, Jesus seems to have understood this. As he was being crucified by the Romans, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
You pompous ass. You claim to follow the Jewish Bible? If you did, you'd understand that Jesus was quoting Psalm 22 to show that he was fulfilling its prophecies, such as, they pierced my hands and my feet. They gave me vinegar to drink. They cast lots for my vesture. Ironically, according to the rabbi's own argument, his Messiah is automatically disqualified.
If that person fails to fulfill all the criteria found in the Jewish Bible, he cannot be the Messiah.
That's right. His Messiah must fulfill the Old Testament prophecies that he would be born in Bethlehem, of a virgin, before the destruction of the Second Temple, of King David's line, which no Jew can now prove. Bear the sins of Israel as the suffering servant, and conquer death by his resurrection. But the rabbis distorted and abrogated all of these biblical prophecies to justify their rejection of Jesus. The Hasids, continuing in rabbinic error, recently claimed Rabbi Schneerson as the Messiah. But after praying around his grave for a week, hoping he'd rise from the dead, they gave him up for a corpse. Now, the coup de grace.
In order to deal with Jesus' failure to fulfill the biblical messianic prophecies, missionaries argue that he will accomplish them when he returns in the future. It is important to understand that this doctrine of a second coming is an admission that Jesus did not fulfill the messianic criteria.
He means the Talmudic criteria that snubs biblical criteria. Christ affirmed that according to the scriptures, he, the Messiah, must first suffer, then rise from the dead, and come again to punish all who disobey the gospel. And that means Jews. It's your Messiah, Mr. Rabbi, not ours, who will be the failure.
As Jews, we prefer to wait for the real thing.
Wait a minute. Having crucified Christ, the true King of Israel, Jews have since declared dozens of messiahs like Bar Kokhba and Sabbatai Zvi. Were they the real thing? Nah. The rabbi's real thing will be the Antichrist, who the Orthodox Church teaches will be a Jew. And I would not, dear viewers, you should have fellowship with demons.